are now very quickly just a few of the yanim and the next topic of relating to the minhag and women have not to do melacha during the halakas haneris. Anyone's wife have that minhag?
Yes, for half an hour.
Half an hour. That's the minhag of your wife. What kind of melacha does she not do? What kind of melacha? Does she cook?
She doesn't serve supper.
It depends on what time of fire.
Does she cook?
No,
does the doing the laundry? Everyone agrees they're not supposed to do.
Shaila's.
Okay. So let's just touch upon some of the and why do women? Now let me tell you. Now let me tell you something extreme, which I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. Something that's very. It just really hit me. It hit me hard. This really, like, wow. I saw this. Whew, I can't say this over. Whenever you have something you can't say over, that's what you want to say over to wake you up. There's a very big dilemma. A very big question that's dealt with all the posts. Why only women? Why not men? Why women have a custom not to do melacha? Now we're going to get to not get all details now, but they basically have three customs. There's the custom you mentioned, which is the prevalent custom. Women do not do melacha for only for half an hour. Only when the neres are lit, when the candles are lit for the first half an hour, they do not do melacha. What kind of melacha? According to most opinion, anything related to cleaning clothing, sewing, stitching, things like that, embroidery, only those things. Cooking, it's a very big problem. Most women are permitted to cook, and you gotta cook, it's not the cost. Just things relating to clothing are the malachas that a woman does not do during the first half an hour of the lighting of the neros. There's another minute where they don't do malacha for all 8 days. And what kind of malacha? I do not know. All 8 days. And there's a third minhag, they don't do malacha on day one and on day eight. Okay, but these are very rare. These are brought down. Everyone who mentions all the poskim who mention this right away say that's not our custom. We don't do this. But it is. It does appear to be prevalent in this minhag that women do not do malacha for a half an hour. Malachas relating to cleaning and caring for clothing. That's it. Now, why not? Why only women? Why not men? Why not men? Men can do whatever they want. Men have no issue, are allowed to do the laundry during that half an hour. What's going on? So there are a number of reasons given. One reason which really shook me up, and again, don't repeat this. I don't want to get into trouble. No one listens to the tapes, so I don't have to worry about that. And if they're listening to it, so whoever's listening should not repeat it either. So what is... Where are you supposed to light an Ner Chanukah? Outside. Mikra Din. Mi Pesach Beisai Mi Bachutz. What does it say in the Pasuk? Kol Kvuda Basmelech Penima. A woman belongs inside.
No.
The Tznius, the Mokaim, at least in Halacha. I'm not telling you, practically speaking, I'm telling you Halacha. A woman, Kol Kvuda, when it comes to Mitzos, Kol Kvuda Basmelech Penima. So women don't really have, they're lacking something in the fulfillment of lighting Ner Chanukah. I mean, among most of us, a wife does not light. There are exceptional. There are places where you hear women light, but Ruba Deruba, woman is part of her husband, is an extension of the husband, lights on behalf of himself and his wife. That is very common. Girls, until they're married, different customs. There are some many places where a girl, until she is married, will light. And there are some communities where girls do not light. But whatever it is, there is something that a woman does not have the full dosage of the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah has been established primarily, Iker Hadin from the Gemara. We don't do it anyway because of like we discussed the last couple of days. But it's done, Pesach Beisai Mi Bachutz. And Mi Bachutz is not the makom of a woman. Her makom is, at least, don't get me in trouble, Kol Kvuda Basmelech Penima. Therefore, to compensate that a woman, she has to fulfill this mitzvah. Therefore, she has the extra, the compensation is that when the men are lighting their menorah mibachutz, they are celebrating the holiday or are being mefarsim b'neis by not doing melacha, treating it as a full-fledged gender for half an hour by not doing melacha. It's a very interesting idea. We also have this idea, another very interesting place you have this idea. I once saw this. I saw this idea as well, and I remember when I saw this, I was even more shocked. So you're ready to get a little older, nothing really. Is sukkah. Sukkah, what do you do when you go to a sukkah? There's a very big kash in the poskim. When it comes to matzah, why are women chayav matzah?
Sure.
Because what? It's a mitzvah say shazman groma. It's man groma. It's a so. But the everything is shach to the gula. We have tayag mitzvahs. So women are exempt from mitzvah say shazman groma. It's a special drasha. Nothing more than a special drasha. We compare the loisas of chometz to matzah. Anyone that is obligated, women are always chayav in the loisas in the negative commandments. So the male chayav in the positive commandments. So since they're obligated in the negative commandment of not eating chametz, automatically they're obligated in the positive commandment of eating matzah. So the question, what about a sukkah? Is a woman obligated, me'ikar hadin, to eat in a sukkah? The answer is no. Why not? Why don't we connect? There's a gezerah shav that we do connect. We do. There are different halachas, tesvav, where we connect some of the laws that relate to Pesach. We connect it to Sukkot. So would this not be an ideal candidate? This gezerah shav, which allows us to link the two together, and that linkage is under the interpretation of Chazal. So why didn't Chazal link the halacha, just like women, are chayif in the primary mitzvah of Pesach, which is achilas matzah? That's the only mitzvah they write for Pesach, not the dal kosos, not the chamor and chareses, the matzah. That's the primary mitzvah, noshma chayif, because of the loisasei, and we do indeed connect the laws of Pesach to the laws of Sukkot. So wouldn't it be the most simplest thing that a woman should be obligated to go into the sukkah? Kibas sukkos hashav to get the nails from the Eretz Mitzrayim. So you're going to shock you. The answer will shock you. We don't need the lo sase. We have a gezer shava tesvav, which does is because when you go to the sukkah, say midiras keva and go into a diras, leave your home. Called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima. An Isha is the Ikeres Habayis. The Bayis is her Mokoim. To tell a woman to leave the Bayis, to leave her Mokoim, is against the entire nature of what the Torah has established for Noshim. In a halachic sense, okay, we're not talking, not getting into any politics, anything that will get us into trouble. We're talking about the way we live today in the 21st century. I'm just talking about when you focus on the hashkaf of the Torah in the tayag mitzos called kavuda bas melech panima. A woman is defined as the ikeres habayis, and that's true no matter what, no matter what society you live in, no matter what shade of orthodoxy you live in. A woman is always still the ikeres habayis. Sukkah, by definition, is tsei midiras keva, leave your diras keva. So you see over here the similarity.
You're home for that week.
Arai. It's a home, but there are many different levels. In the Chadami, it's a home, but it's a diras arai. It's not the full home. You're right. Yes, a good question. It's definitely true, but there are different levels of what's called a home. It's make it to your dear for that week, but there are limitations in halacha and hashkafa. And being that there are limitations relative to the other home that you have, it's not the ikeres habayis, and it's not proper. Chazal did not go that far to make this a requirement, to interpret the Torah as a requirement. So it's a fascinating idea. These two things, you have this parallel. Nashim celebrate the Yom Tov by not doing melacha. Why? A compensation, because they are denied to a certain degree the way men celebrate the Yom Tov of Chanukah, because the way men primarily celebrate the Yom Tov is by putting the Ner Ish in the Ner Chanukah, be Pesach Besoy, the Gemara says, be Bachutz. That's where the Ner Chanukah should be. It should be outside the house, not inside the house. We today don't do that, as we discussed, for many reasons. Therefore, their compensation is to light Ner Chanukah, to not do melacha. Okay, that is one inyan. There are many more inyan, which we'll leave Mir Tashem for tomorrow.